The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Friday. It is the 7th of May, 2010. Already. My, where does the time go when we're having so much fun? There was a story that was posted on republicbroadcasting.org, and it was actually a story that came out of L.A. County Libertarian Examiner. And the story goes as follows. Talk show host Terry Anderson, a black man from South Central Los Angeles, articulating the popular rage against illegal immigration, whose hallmark phrase, "If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention," has banned all mention of the so-called New World Order on his radio show. A longtime caller to the show, Carlos from Carson, called in on May 2nd and stated his opposition to Arizona's SB 1070 because it gives police too much discretionary power and, as he put it, setting the stage for a police state, a one-world government. In the ensuing conversation, Carlos states, "I'm against illegal immigration," to which Anderson responds, "No, you're not." Carlos retorted, "I am a Vietnam veteran," to which Anderson replied, "I don't care if you're a veteran of the Battle of the Bulge, okay? You have never been against illegal immigration, and you and I have had private conversations, and you have always told me that I need to have more consideration and more empathy toward those illegals who only come here for a better life. And you being a Vietnam veteran, what the hell does that have to do with you being against illegal immigration?" Carlos, he said, "I exposed my life in Vietnam for this country, really fighting communism. I love this country, despite how you portray me of being on the other side. I'm not in the middle because both sides are being pitted against each other." Mr. Anderson responds, "Okay, here we go with a new world order. Carlos, there will be no new world order on this show. We don't talk about that gobbledygook here. We don't talk about putting chips in people's bodies. I'm against the ID card, but not for the ridiculous reasons you're against it. But if you want to call here, Carlos, you're always welcome. You have something to contribute on the subject of the illegal alien invasion. Feel free to call. But do not call me ever again with this garbage about the New World Order, because I am not interested. Have a good night, buddy." And story goes, Anderson used to occasionally make reference to the phrase New World Order on his show and in speeches. "As a videographer, I taped several of his speeches at events, rallies, and campaign events in the past years. Such talks has now apparently become verboten. Anderson also used to appear on the Alex Jones radio show and website as recently as 07. Jones' specialty is covering and opposing the New World Order, so it's not apparent when Anderson adopted the viewpoint that such a discussion became garbage and gobbledygook. Now, it's not clear why a radio host would scoff at such a notion, since Dennis Cuddy, as well as scores of other researchers, have documented a chronological history of the elitist referring to the New World Order for over a century." Well, I got a call from his producer, Michael Woolner. I talked to him for about 15 minutes, and I'll let you know about that. Anderson only does 1 hour on this network a week, and I think he wants to stay centered, but some people don't want to let him stay centered.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, Mr. Wollner wanted to know, why do we have all these people that make comments about Jews all over our site? And I said, did you read the story? And he goes, no, I didn't read the story. And I said, well, how could you have not read the story but got to the comments on the blog? Well, he told me he was going to go back and do this. I said, okay, fine. But I said, Terry he's been in this long enough to know, and I've had people that called me up that had issue with something a talk show host said on this network that I wasn't even aware of. I had this conversation with Mike Piper the other day. He went into the archives and listened to a program that aired a month ago about a morning talk show host. I knew nothing about it, but he made comment on the air about it. And I said, well, do me a favor. Just call me the next time you have things of concern. Let me at least look into it before I offer an opinion. Because how can you offer an opinion when you don't know anything? That's kind of a baseless opinion, I would say. At any rate, he understood. So I said to Mr. Wollner, I said, look, I said, we have an inordinate amount of people that want to blame everything on the Jews. And I says, and it is a deep subject. It's one that people don't like to get into, especially if you have an hour show, a 1 hour a week show. I said, but the way I see this on banking, on issues of communism, banking, the new socialist that we have, I said, pretty much points to me it's a Zionist issue. I said, so much so I gave him the site of NKUSA. I said, I got a lot of Jewish friends in New York. They're Torah-believing conservative Jews. Now, to a lot of people, well, hey, I don't care if they're conservative or not. They're Jewish, so therefore they got to go. You know, it's kind of like the old thing years ago. You know, geez, if you're black, you got to go back. If you're brown, you're vetted, and you might be able to stick around. But if you're white, you're all right. Well, that is very divisive, is it not? You know, we have this melting pot in this country right now, much to the chagrin of many people. And I said, you know, on the subject of the New World Order, I said, this is part and parcel of the deal. I said, you know, Reagan did this stupid thing back in 1986, and then he later admitted that by giving amnesty, he opened up the floodgates, and he regretted doing it. I said, but if you notice the bulk of the illegals that are here in this country, since when? 1992? Oh, that's right. That's when we started doing NAFTA, and we started doing GATT, and we started doing this and that and the other. And I said, the mindset in Mexico is, hell, this is the North American Union, and we can go wherever we want to go. That's what they're being told. This is what you're able to do. You know, hey, there's jobs up there. Go get them. Hey, cross the border. Don't worry. There's sanctuary cities. Go to the consulate. We'll give you the papers. Need a driver's license? We got ways to get you a driver's license. They're still illegal, and they should not be here. So, I mean, I even spoke to Ernie Hancock today, and I know his views on this legislation that's out in Arizona right now. And he's telling me, he says, you watch what happens with this. You know, the people that wanted a national ID card. And I said, well, I don't think it has to go that far, but I understand your point, and he articulates it. He explains himself. And I said, Ernie, I have no problem with that. You're a talk show host. You're a libertarian. You're entitled to your opinion. And I don't get in the way of people's opinions. But there seems to be an inordinate. And I'm setting this up. Hopefully I can have Don Rahmaker on with me next hour. Because we're going to let some stuff out here. And there are plans... real, not imagined, into works right now to start putting this radio network in the major markets across the country. Because I'm tired of half-sacking it, folks. But I want people to understand when they... I mean, they called this guy a spear chucker, for God's sakes. I'm sitting here and I'm reading the blog on this, the comments. Never mentions communist Jewry. Next one. Okay, let's call it what it is, kosher mafia. Next one. Kosher mafia or whatever, Zionism is not Jewish. Zionism is a creation of Freemasonry. Common sense tells us you're full of... And shame on you, Red, for doing that on my website. I've asked people not to use expletives. Crap will do. Zionism is not Jewish. I suppose Zionist state in Palestine is meant as a homeland for Arabs. But here's the, oh, and here's one. DAB says, dump the spear chucker. We don't need his black ass anyway. Good going. Now, here's the conundrum that I have. This network is going to be talking to millions of people, and I do mean millions. I'm tired of the tens of thousands or the hundreds of thousands or whatever. The country's burning to the ground. So do I take this kind of language with the network to represent its views? When I have 34 comments and 28 of them, oh, it's all the damn Jews. This is a question. What does a responsible network owner do to get the message out without turning on full blast the people's filters that have been planted in their minds from the mainstream media? Can we be a little bit more intelligent about this? Can we be a little, and I can guarantee you that some of these people that are blogging here are working for the other side. Hell, I even got people up here. One guy says, Defiant Steve, or I'm sorry, Slave says, I rarely listen to RBN now because there's only a couple of shows where the hosts dare say Jew. Zionism is a name invented by Jew Herzl so the Goyim could be recruited into the service by achieving the great work also known as Jew World Order. the Jew wants to kill us. If you really want to hear the whole truth, with supremacist Jew quotes going beyond, going back thousands of years, then you need to listen to Truth Hurts Radio show, particularly the Tuesday and Wednesday shows, and they put up their oraclebroadcasting.com. Well, that's an online radio network that has no radio outlets and are only talking to the select group of people that want to talk about what these talk show hosts online talk about. They're not talking to the general public. We are, and we're going to be talking to them in a bigger way. So, here's the question I'm getting around to. Do you want to keep fighting amongst ourselves, or do you want to start being a little bit more savvy and sane about this? Because you're going to doom the whole damn thing to destruction. But, of course, that's what people on the other side would like to see us do, blow ourselves up. So I've been toying around with the idea of just cutting off the comments sections to the stories themselves. And let the stories speak for themselves. Let the talk show host give the news and their opinions about how their viewpoint is, and people readily pick up on where they're coming from. We got enough on our plates right now that is not conspiracy theory, it is conspiracy fact, okay? So do I want to blow this thing? Do I want to blow up Deborah Medina's campaign for governor down here when she had a real chance to educate people? I'm not saying she had a real chance to be governor, but she had a real chance to keep her campaign going, going out there talking to more people, changing their viewpoint. No, instead she gets blown out of the water because she's not a 9/11 truther. Oh boy, how did that work out? Do you see my point? Everybody's got their little issue that if you don't talk about it, or if you don't present it in a certain way, my God, you're a hypocrite, or you're something, but you're not my cup of tea. I would like you to walk a mile in my little moccasins. To try to go out there and deliver a message to the public that they will understand and get past their paradigm of politics, left, right, get past their spoon-fed, pre-packaged, pre-digested pablum that the mainstream media and the newspapers and the magazines in this country and the politicians want to keep throwing down their throats. We have a real chance here to do something. How many different ways do you want to screw it up? That's a question. Do you have any answers? There are ways to do things, and then there are other ways. And apparently, a lot of people here want me to take the other ways. People don't stop to think. They don't even ask questions. They just immediately brand. They just immediately will diss you. They will dump all over you. I would safely say that I've probably done more on the Jewish question on this network and have for many, many years. And I go find like-minded people, like the Nutricarty people. We got a question about Israel? Well, guess what? The Jews have the answer. They are not for Israel. They have said publicly and keep restating and restating and restating that we're against Zionism. That is a political cheat. It's foul. Israel should not exist. The physical land of Israel should not exist according to our teachings. End of story. Do you know how much people like Abe Foxman and the SPLC hate these people? To the point that nobody, and I mean nobody, in this entire country, now keep in mind, these NKUSA people fall out on the streets of New York City every year without fail. 10,000 of them out there with their garb. A pretty impressive little sight with the yarmulkes and the pigtails and the black garb and all that stuff. With all very nicely printed, legible signs. New York media won't touch them. No media in this country will touch them. Because these aren't a group of self-hating Jews. These are people that are coming out and saying, wait a minute, Israel shouldn't exist according to our belief system, And yes, we're against Zionism, and we know exactly what it is. While the media is out there pumping Ahmadinejad, saying, oh yeah, he wants to kill all the Jews.
John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, I've got Adam Kokesh coming up, hopefully at the bottom of the hour. He's a very busy guy running for office out there in Arizona. But we'll continue with your calls until Adam shows up. Guy in Texas. Hello, Guy.
Yeah, this is Gary in Austin, John.
My board operator has you down for Guy here in Texas.
That's okay. That's all right. He
okay,
just
Gary. Go ahead.
Hey, anyway, you were talking about the comment section on your news items.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with you, John. I think we ought to maybe cut that off. Because many times I've wanted to forward stuff to people.
Yep.
And our email stuff to people. And some of the comments on there are just so lewd that, you know, I just don't want to do it, you know, and you can't separate them. So
and
that's just my opinion on it.
Well, and here's the other side of that coin. It is a great way for people to voice their opinion and also bring up other information.
Agreed.
You know, and it's a double-edged sword, but I am tired of policing this thing. Now, I can install a program on the thing that'll search out for keywords. Those come up. You go into la-la land. You're not posted, and you're under consideration for post. Look, here's the point. We're going to get big enough, fast enough, and we're going to be talking to people that are Class 101 patriots. We're going to be talking to a lot of Tea Party people out there, and what do they know? You know, a lot of them are well-intentioned, right. But I mean, just look at the opposition that's coming out against the Tea Party people right now, and they really don't have a unified message, and it's been hijacked by Sarah Palin, for gosh sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be out there talking to a lot of people. And the one thing that I do not want to do, I mean, the subject, the Jewish subject on this network is not taboo. But what I'm starting to see roll into this little party is a little neo-Nazi skinhead sucker out there on the planet. And I've had enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can, you know, if there's some way to filter that kind of stuff, and you know, that sounds like a good idea, too.
Yeah.
And besides that, you know, if people really want to express themselves, you know, anybody can have a blog, so.
Sure. You know, and I pay attention to national newspapers, and I'll go in and read their comment sections. Oh, my God. You know, people that they have, I think, two brain cells that synapse and can talk to each other. But the level of ignorance is astounding. And then what it turns into is a catfight between that ignorant person and then somebody else. And
yeah.
And then what gets lost is the whole point of the story.
Right.
You know? So, I hear you, brother.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, guy. Yeah, another email on the Terry Anderson story. He said, I listened to that show, and I was nearly in a state of shock. I recall one of these other shows when denied that 9/11 was caused by elements within our government and went into a rant about killing all those terrorists in the Middle East who attacked us, quote unquote. My account of what he said is not word for word, but it's along those lines. Terry does a hell of a job on illegal immigration, and I don't think we should dump him and call him names in the process. I mean, spirit chucking. Yeah, right. Okay, if no one else will, I'll ask the question then. Has Terry been compromised? Well, I talked to his producer, and I'm going to talk to Terry, because there's better ways to handle this. There are better ways. Just like when people call into this show, because they know I own the network, and they want to complain about a guest that was on somebody's show and something was said. I go, wait a minute. First of all, if you got a problem with the talk show host, talk to the talk show host first. And then if your problem is not resolved, you don't think that you have satisfaction, then you call me, but you don't do it on the air, Dodo. You call me, I'm at the office. How can I form an opinion or say something intelligent when I don't know the facts? Don't put me in that position, because I ain't going to stay there. You're going to try to put me there, I ain't going to stay there. DJ in Illinois. Hello, DJ.
Hey, I'm going to get back on my soapbox and hop up and down a little bit.
Okay, then.
On one of the articles on off of your homepage, Representative Carson is quoted as responding to a question, do you think people outside are generally dangerous or no? These are people families,
yeah.
Including signs. Oh, they're carrying signs that have words that express opinions and thoughts and, mm-hmm. The thinking process.
Mm-hmm.
And his response. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I worked in Homeland Security. I'm from intelligence.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
Well, I'm the one that
how
sent
many
that.
Oxymorons are in there?
DJ, I sent that story over to my webmaster to post. I am familiar with the story.
Yes, figured you were.
Yeah.
My soapbox. If we were not wrangled into the box canyon of a fraud named race, we could not be herded, programmed into the politically usable tool of racism. No matter what it is, be it party, be it whether you're purple polka dotted or zebra striped, or where your ancestry is from, whether you had good ones, bad ones, or most of us have both. I'm really feeling sarcastic here, which I know you figured out, but anyway. The point is, everything is being made into, formed into, pushed into some form of quote-unquote race and racism,
yeah.
Which doesn't even exist.
Well, it does in some people's minds.
But that's what makes them usable. That's what used to make me usable.
All right. Hey, we're hard up against the break. DJ, thank you for your comments. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Uh-oh, he's got a pair of sunglasses just like I do. The mirrored kind. Adam Kokesh. Nice picture on his website, KokeshForCongress.com, representing the 3rd District. He's running for United States Congress, folks. Smart guy. Had the opportunity to meet him on the train ride down to Jekyll Island. And I do believe on the way back as well. We had a good old time. Adam, how are you?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me on, John. And, yeah, it's a pleasure to hear from you again since I haven't heard from you since Jekyll Island.
Since Jekyll Island. Well, a lot of water has gone under the dam, but the dam is still standing.
It's barely.
Hey, I understand you're a very busy guy, and I appreciate you coming up on the network. And I have not brought you up for one reason mainly, and that is that I really don't go into the political bag for people that are running for an office.
Well, you know, I've been much more involved before running for office, and you know, I got sick of actually serving a useful purpose in society, so I figured I'd get into electoral politics. But I mean, I do have a history of actually, you know, being useful and saying intelligent things every now and then, which I rarely get to do anymore. So in that sense, I'm grateful for the opportunity to have a slightly more intellectual discussion than we normally get to have in this arena.
Well, and the one thing that struck me, and I had never met you before, I'd never even heard of you, and you were kind of around the group that we were in on the train ride down, and you don't talk a whole lot, but when you open up your mouth, you have something intelligent to say. And that stood out to me like that. And I kept asking people, you know, who is this guy? Well, that's Adam Kokesh. And I go, okay. Well, and at the time, I don't think you had your hat thrown in the ring for Congress. But tell the listeners a little bit as to why you're running. Why did you decide to jump into that matrix?
Yeah, but you're right. When we met, I was still a real person. So things have changed. Well, for me, it's always about, if I could back up for just a second, you know, for listeners that don't know anything about me, I was in Fallujah in 2004 as a sergeant on a Marine Corps Civil Affairs team, and I was always intellectually engaged in politics, from at least when I was in high school and had that sort of sense of it. And it's really easy if you're open-minded and reasonably intelligent and you can read to just see that the world kind of works better when people are free. The world works better when we're not killing each other in large numbers. The world just works better when people have the right to decide what they put in their own bodies. The world just works better when we're able to seek out rational self-interest through economic freedom. But the world just kind of makes sense that way. But it wasn't until I got back from Iraq and really realized in a much deeper spiritual way that what we are talking about when we address political issues, and we're talking about government as George Washington described it, that it is not eloquence or reason, but force, and like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. What we are talking about are matters of life and death, even when it's not so directly, but to take someone's money by force that they have earned rightfully is to steal their past. And in that sense, everything that we're talking about really is that serious. And it took, I had to go to Iraq to really go through that process. But it was really the difference from being intellectually engaged to being spiritually engaged and being philosophically engaged and really waking up to the deeper philosophical truths of the philosophy of freedom and understanding why it is a moral philosophy and that there is a certain moral imperative for people who really understand that. And at that point, I decided, and I don't know if it was a point, but somewhere along the way in that process, I decided for myself that I was going to dedicate the rest of my life to this cause. And so for me, it is simply continuously asking myself, is this where I can best serve the cause of liberty? Is this where I can best serve humanity in terms of bringing it back or bringing it to a more moral system of conduct and developing a society in which we can interact with each other in ways that are free of violence and force and fraud and coercion and that ideal? And I've learned that politics is about coalition building, and that's really what this is all about. And to get more to directly answering your question, if we will only be as free in society as our fellow human beings in society agree that we should be free. It doesn't matter that you assert your freedom if everybody thinks it's okay to use force against you or to initiate violence against you or to tax you by force or to take away your rights by force, then it really doesn't matter. And we have to bring the people around us along in order to achieve real liberty. And so finding a way to reach out to people, and that's one of the great things about electoral politics, is it's forced me to take my message and broaden the appeal as much as possible. Now, it doesn't mean I don't always get to give fire and brimstone speeches about what freedom really means, but it means that we're making more change because we're actually reaching more people with the message. And instead of trying to pull one or two people out of the matrix and waking them up, we get to build coalitions and build broad-based consensus around certain things that moves us in the right direction. And I've just decided for myself that given my life story and my skill set and what I'm capable of, I've got to give this a shot because it's a very powerful way to make change. And I think it's one that I'm suited for.
Well, and I know enough about you that I know, Adam, you know what politics is, don't you? That is the...
Many blood-sucking insects.
Well, aside from that, it's the art of compromising. And I talk of politics in the world today, as, and especially here in the United States, as not paying to the Constitution. We'll throw political footballs in the air, and then we'll watch the populace bat them around until they drop because they're just so damn tired. And and I've seen this happen before. Now, you're a national Tea Party leader. You're a lifelong Republican, pro-gun, pro-life, supporter of small businesses. You know, I've said this on the air before. If the Republican Party really wanted to go out there and rebrand themselves, you know, I think what they should necessarily do is, in order to go forward, they've got to drop back. In other words, go read your planks of your own Republican platform.
Yeah, well, that's what we've been saying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I look at that and I go, well, my God, Thomas Jefferson could have penned this. But we have now moderate conservatives and the new meaning of conservative, and I heard this the other day, U.S. congressman going, well, you know, I'm a Republican and I'm fiscally conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, have the Republicans done such a great job with the nation's budget? Or the Democrats have done? No. And then the problem I'm having here is, and you know Ernie Hancock. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
You know him rather well, and I've gotten to know Ernie. Libertarianism verging on the point of anarchy. You know, and I go, well, wait a minute. Ernie, and I talked to him about this today, so this is I'm not just pulling this out of my left ear. I told him, I said, look, I said, if the Libertarian Party is to have a chance here, what's got to be demonstrated is the Democrats and Republicans wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper. And you can spend millions of dollars going out there and putting forth Libertarian people. And I mean, Ron Paul, he had Libertarian principle, but he ran on the Republican Party.
Right.
Now, if you go to Washington, at least Ron Paul is going to have one friend up there. But people have had enough of this. They have had enough of politics. They have had enough of the double dealing, talking out of both sides of their mouths. In the meantime, this country is going down the tubes more rapidly than a toilet flush can do with whatever, the daily business. And that is the plain, natural fact of America today. I did notice, you know, I was reading your bio here. You attended George Washington University, and you went for your master's in political management. And after attending Claremont McKenna College with a major in government and psychology, I don't know how those two go together, but you seem to have, I mean,
you get a much deeper understanding of why things are screwed up with that combination of discipline.
And here we have an Iraq veteran that was on the ground in Iraq, and you came back to the States here, and you've been making speeches, not in front of hundreds of people, thousands of people. And you're starting to get their ear. What is it that you find? And let me jump to the other side of the edge of that sword. What are you finding, Adam, that is most difficult to get across? Because the filters are already in place in people's minds because they've been watching the mainstream media propaganda machine. They've been listening to the politicians, and they only know if they're Democrat and they did them wrong. Well, I'll jump to the other side of the aisle. What are you seeing that is the biggest problem here in America with people's understanding and trying to grasp the real reasons why we're in so much trouble?
Well, the politicians that you speak of are the product of the society that we live in. Talking out of both sides of their mouth. Well, why do we have so-called leadership who does that? Because we tolerate it. You know, and I don't get to talk about this much on the campaign trail because you can't say, it's your fault, now vote for me. You know, and I'll fix things, because obviously that part's not really true either. But it's really ultimately our responsibility, and there are so many factors in society that contribute to this, but really, and you know, not to just sing an old tune, but the bubble nature of the lifestyles of the average American today, of, you know, like Howard Beale and Network, you know, just giving me my television and my microwave and my steel-belted radios and leave me alone in my living room and I won't say anything.
Yeah.
And that's just part of the nature of human nature. And I think we are getting past that. I think people are waking up to that. It's very exciting. And in terms of, like, what's difficult to get across to people about this message, there really isn't anything. And you mentioned Ernie Hancock and you know, some of his, extreme philosophical grounding. But in a way, it's, What we have in common is the direction that we want to go in. And I think there is nothing more innately human than wanting to be free. And when people are shown how not free we are, they want to be a part of that. And, you know, one of the challenges within the Republican Party is having someone like myself who's been so adamantly non-interventionist and spoken out so powerfully against the war in Iraq, including having testified before Congress about that.
Which is not going to endear you to your Republican buds and pals, by the way.
Well, no, that's the thing, is that it's only the leadership that has been corrupted by this. You know, as a Republican, I'd be the first one to tell you the national leadership of the Republican Party is just as corrupt as the Democrat. And if we don't face up to that, we're not going to be able to do anything about it. And I say that to people out on the trail. I've said that in debates here. And nobody disagrees with me. No one takes issue with that. Finally, my opponent came around and was like, well, I guess I agree with that. But he's the pick of the establishment here. It's really just the leadership that has that xenophobia, that resistance, and we tolerate that because when we face that, most people would rather just not be engaged or not participate or say, screw it, I'm a registered independent or I'm not going to vote at all, which is sadly more often the case because really we do have the power through the ballot box to change things. And to let that power go is a real shame. But what I found is that being a non-interventionist, being against the war in Iraq in particular in the Republican Party right now, it's kind of like being gay in the rest of society. You have to come out about it. Like the difference is, though, most Republicans are. And when we start talking about it, and a veteran, they're able to talk to a veteran about it, a combat veteran who served in Iraq.
Yeah.
They're able to open up and they go, wow, I was just waiting for someone to say that.
Yeah.
And it's really powerful.
Well, and I'm in a full agreement with you, Adam, here in this country. I'm going to be 57 years old in next month. And I have never, in my entire years on the face of this planet, have seen such ignorance and stupidity and the unwillingness of the people to discover what the root of their problems are. I mean, here in this country right now, people are facing bankruptcies, and they're losing their businesses, they're losing their homes, they're losing their incomes, they're losing everything.
Yeah.
And this is not going to get any better. I mean, well, you know.
That's a big part of the way that people are waking up, is that the government has popped too many bubbles. There are too many victims of the state in America now. There are too many people who have, you know, gotten a parking ticket that was just an exorbitant $200, and that was, they because something the government did, they were just right at the line, and that was two loads of groceries their family didn't get that month. You know, there are too many people who have had a brother arrested for smoking dope or arrested because they were around someone who was smoking dope and went to jail for that. You know, there are too many people who have someone in their family who's a veteran who came home with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or traumatic brain injury, and because they couldn't navigate the paperwork of the VA, they couldn't get the help they needed. I mean, they're just people who have been wrongfully arrested, who have been victims of police brutality. They're just, you know, people who have seen the cost of taxation and said, you know, really, I'm not getting my money's worth. There are too many people, and that's what's waking people up, and that's what it's going to take. You know, as long as the government can conceal the cost of those things, and this is really the silver lining that is the economy now, that, what you know, a lot of what we experience today in the broader economic trend is the product of Keynesianism. And the idea of, you know, supply-side economics, that if we just have enough wars and ditches dug and windows broken, we'll be able to stimulate the economy. And it's ridiculous when you see it simply like that. But, you know, it's like there's economists and there's counter-economists, you know, and in that sense, I don't consider the Austrians to be economists. The study of the economics in the Keynesian tradition has been to justify government intervention, to justify organized theft through the government. And the Austrians are the counter-economists, the ones trying to say, as Hayek said, that the purpose of the study of economics is to, and I'm going to butcher the quote, to teach men how little they understand of what they think they can design. But, I mean, I was just out on the reservation here, on the Navajo reservation, a couple months ago at a chapter house meeting, and a woman asked me about our Governor Bill Richardson's employment policies. The next thing you know, we're having a discussion about labor allocation theory and how it applies to things here and how it hurts people, because we can now point to examples in people's lives. And if we have enough people that are engaged in the process in doing that, you know, and that's like to get back to why I'm running, is that it gives me an opportunity to reach out to people. I don't have to convince them to come to a political event. I can go knock on their doors. And you can go knock on someone's door and say, hey, I've got this new political philosophy and this perspective and all these great ideas, and you'll get the door slammed in your face and then go back to watching Dancing with the Stars. But if you say, hey, I'm running for office, and I'm running for office because I'm here to ask for your vote, and I've got all these ideas and all these things I'm passionate about, I want to tell you about this new political philosophy, and next thing you know, they're listening, because now you're asking for their vote, and you put the power in their hands to do something about it, and they're empowered to be engaged in the process, and it totally psychologically changes the dynamic of the conversation and gets people involved and engaged. And I think, really, as activists, as people who care about this message, that's something that we all have to seek out.
Well, and, I watching the campaign contributions, you got what, 225,000 so far?
We're about that, I think just under.
Okay, and you're looking for $250,000 so far. Now,
well, we really need all the help we can get, and this is one of the things that's so exciting now about what the Internet makes possible, is that people who believe in this can pool their resources and get behind a candidate like myself in a way that we don't have to compromise. Like you said, politics being the art of compromise. Well, yeah, I don't get to talk about all the things I want to talk about. I have to talk about what the voters care about. But that's a good compromise, because that's what gets them involved and engaged. If I'm talking about what I want to talk about, and it doesn't matter to them, and nobody listens, and then there's no progress. But I'm not beholden to anybody. I'm not beholden to any lobbyists or special interests, because we have made it possible through the Internet for people to pool their resources and get behind a candidate like myself.
Well, and on your website, Kokesh for Congress, and by the way, it's spelled K-O-K-E-S-H, you can become a volunteer. New Mexico has 500 precincts in the 3rd District. And they
it's
need
an area bigger than Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and you need volunteers. I think a lesson should be taken from Ron Paul. Yeah, he got $30 million, which I'm not in agreement how it was spent, but he had a lot of volunteers out there that were helping his campaign. The same thing can be done with you. And I think when people get that idea that, wait a minute, I can contribute 100 or 1,000, everything is relative. If people have money, they'll give up a little money if they believe in something. But cash is not the only thing.
Right, right. No, and there's a lot of ways that people can get involved. I'm really glad you gave me a chance to mention it here. We have our primary is coming up on June 1st. It's just 25 days away, so we're really getting geared up for this final push here. So if anybody can donate, we do need the money to get out to, direct mail to the voters that live in some of the very rural areas in this district. But, we also need volunteers here. We have a program called Summer in Santa Fe. We already have some people trickling in for this, but we're really officially starting on May 15th. If anybody wants to come down here, get some good training, get engaged, have an opportunity to learn, about the political process, see what's going on, how to win a primary. We hope, this is a really great opportunity. And so if people check out the website, it's Kokesh, K-O-K-E-S-H-F-O-R, congress.com/summer-in-Santa-Fe. But you can check out the main page and see it from there. And if you really want to get involved, if you don't like, you don't like walking around and knocking on doors, you don't like, talking to people face-to-face,
you can use the telephone.
We also have a virtual phone bank, callforkokesh.com, callforkokesh.com. Get signed up there. We give you a number and a script, and it just repeats, and you can keep calling and talking to people. And, we have a specific goal with these calls, always, to get people engaged and to make the pitch for this candidacy. But really, we want to provide an opportunity for people to engage as well. And, if people want to get off script and tell people why they're passionate, why they're doing this, keep in mind the guidelines and the concepts of the campaign itself. But really, we want to connect people with this opportunity that electoral politics provides to get them more engaged and have a greater hand in the political process and spread the message and get people inspired and brought in again. And that's what's happening here. It's really exciting. So anybody wants to check that out, there's a link from the homepage there as well.
Whoever did your website did an outstanding job with it. And again, folks, Kokesh for Congress, that's spelled K-O-K-E-S-H, forcongress.com. And on the issues here, there's a little button there at the top of the page. Get involved. That's all the way to the right. It says more. Get involved. Click on that one. That'll give you all the information you need. If you don't have a computer out there, I don't know what center you're waiting for, but you can call as well at 505-470-1917. And then again, that again is 505-470-1917. You can email Jeff Katowski, and you can do that at jeff@kokeshforcongress.com, or call that number. You know, you're not sure what district the third district is? They even got a map up there. So what I'd like to do, Adam, because there's many other issues that I wanted to talk to you about, because you have a unique perspective. You were on the ground in the Middle East. There's a whole lot of things that I would like to talk to you about. But I appreciate you coming up on the air. I know you only have, you offered me 15 minutes. I said, wait a minute. Now you're starting to talk to me like a politician. I need at least a half hour. But we'll bring you back, and we'll vet some other issues out as well as time allows.
Well, thanks, Sean. I really appreciate the opportunity. Happy to come back on any time.
Right.
And hopefully next time we'll be a little more relaxed. So things are getting really just already to a breakneck pace here at the campaign with this last month, the primary. I mean, it's getting to the point where I'd have to check my calendar to tell you what I did this morning. But
I understand the problem, and quite frankly, I wouldn't be opposed to having a friend in Congress. I'm tired of having friends in low places. I want them in higher places.
Right. Well, I'm happy to talk about the issues with you anytime we get a chance.
So. Okay, Adam, I thank you so much, and continued success. And folks, if you want to see something happen, take a part in making it happen. Wishing is one thing. Wishing and doing is totally different. Adam Kokesh, good luck, my friend.
Rah. Thank you, John.
All right, sir. I like this guy. I'm serious. When I was on that train ride, there was about a group of 10 of us, and I brought a little libation onto the train, and it was a good grade of bourbon, and we were all sitting around, not getting drunk, but just relaxing and kicking back, and somebody sticks a glass out and said, I'll have some of that. Well, okay. And then every once in a while, I would hear this guy say something. Now, over the din of 10 or 15 people sitting there talking, and this guy is sitting like the furthest point from me, but when he opened up his mouth, it started to register in my head. That's the kind of guy that Adam Kokesh is. When he speaks, people listen. And he's not one of these people that... let me just put it to you this way. When was the last time you met a genuine person? And how the hell do you know if you met one when you meet one? Well, you'll know that when you meet Adam Kokesh. And I wish him all the luck. If he fails in his bid for U.S. Congress, I'm sure there's a lot of things he can do in the state of New Mexico. And I'd love to have him on the... I'd love to have this guy on the Elected Representative Network, which, by the way, speaking of which, drumroll, finally got the website. Finally got the website. So we'll be making strides on that next week, doing the lineup to that. This is states, folks. It is time for the states to stand up and say, you know, I am, and I matter. And Washington, I don't know who you think you're in service to, because you ain't in service to the American people anymore. And as I like to say on this, since we're down here in good old Texas, we all know what servicing means in the cattle industry, don't we? Well, that's what Washington, D.C. has been doing to all of us for a long time. There's a lot of good people out there that have not had a voice. They're in the state legislatures. They're senators and state legislators alike. People don't even know who they are. Hell, when Ron Paul ran for governor down here, half the state of Texas didn't even know who Ron Paul was. If you can believe that, they know who he is now. All right. Got Don Rahmaker joining us into the second hour. We'll continue to take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. With